We were talking about last-minute Halloween costume ideas. Many have gone as Tim and Faith, a couple. Real easy, you know. Hey, we're Tim and Faith. Okay, the hat, the dress. Okay, I could see that. I wonder if they're going to do any more TV shows together. Because you could dress up as their characters in 1883. Did you watch that? Because I know you're not a big Yellowstone person. Did you watch 1883?
I wish I was.
That might be one to binge because you will appreciate Tim and Faith's acting skill.
Okay.
I mean, they nail it. I love when I'm watching a TV show or a movie and you're and the show will end. And this is my new thing now with my wife because she kind of laughs. I never used to do this, but I go, that was great casting. Oh, my goodness. I believe the characters. And she goes, yeah, that's their job to get. I'm like, I didn't notice.
I can't imagine having a perfect person play a part, but that's it.
And so Tim and Faith, you walk away watching 1883 and you go, no one else could have done it.
It's perfect.
They nailed it.
I kind of want to steal that bit. This is great casting. They couldn't have cast anyone better. I kind of want to steal that as a bit.
Oh, okay. Well, watch something.
Go ahead. And
I don't watch TV with anybody, so it's just going to be me to myself on my couch.
That's
some great casting. Yeah. Clapping like when the plane lands. It's just gonna be me clapping in my condo by myself.
Oh my,
I don't care what time it is. You can call me and tell me. Be sleep.
Hope,
what's wrong? Is it an emergency? It was great casting. Boy, did you miss it, huh? DJ Bowen, producer Hope, you and your dad were bonding yesterday going to Letchworth, but GPS fail, epic fail. You were saying can of worms, epic fail. What happened?
So we both were like, we know how to get to Letchworth. We don't need to put it in our GPS. We'll just use our brains. Those things that we forget we have sometimes. So we get off and we haven't been from my new condo. So we get on to 590 or we get on to 490 and we're like, okay, we got to get to 390 South. Okay, so we should have taken 590 South. We'll just get off over at University. So we get off and then I'm like, wait, you can't get back on 490 East over here. You have to go all the way over, and that's going to take us back to Penfield Road. Okay, let's turn around here. And then we could not figure out how to get back over towards 390 South. So finally, I'm like, you need to pull over. I need to put in the GPS. I can't take this running around the can of worms any longer. So as we're pulling over, of course, I have to break out and go, turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely. I don't know the rest words. I just know the turn around.
I think I would have left you there on the side of the road.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead. Keep singing. Someone that really cares. Yeah. Turn around. That's funny.
Who was driving? Your dad?
My dad.
Okay. And you're singing a song called Turn Around.
Yeah. Like, that was the instructions. He needed to turn around. We were going the wrong way. I was being helpful and comedic. I was being entertaining.
Maybe. The glass is always half full. I've got an idea.
Oh, boy.
I have an idea for your singing skills and directions.
I'm a little concerned. Bo's the king of bad ideas.
I'm trying to make you extra money here. I think you should sell your singing directional skills to GPS. So when they do miss the turn, your voice will kick in. Turn around.
I will jump out of a moving vehicle. If that is assigned to someone's GPS. Turn around, eeny, meeny, meeny, meeny. I don't know the rest of the words and something. I'm out.
Maybe it'll help more concentrate. Oh, we don't want that Hope turnaround song coming on. No, yes. Come on, focus.
No, we know this. We can do this.
Don't miss the turn.